It's a little bit after 4 o'clock, and you are tuned to Kitty and Kay, and a little half-hour news segment we call Everything Under the Sun with the staff of the Sober Sun, or at least me, Will, editor of the Sober Sun. With me in the studio is Trisha of Ross Montessori and co-class presidents at Roaring Fork High School, Lisa and Maeve. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're here to talk kind of about Potato Day, which we've talked a lot about on the show the last few weeks here, but fairly specifically about homecoming and about Ross's Marmot Mile. And does the 5K have a name?
It's just the 5K and Marmot Mile Fund Run.
Okay, so let's start with you since
great.
We're talking
thank
about
you.
That. What's this is the second year you guys have done this?
Yes, our second year. We started last year. We were trying to find an event, an activity, something big to do that involved our students. And looking at the calendar and what all is going on around town, we decided to do it in conjunction with Potato Day, that our students could have this big event, run, raise money for our annual fund, and then walk over and join the parade. So it worked out nicely.
Great. And that's sort of to replace the Tater Trot, which used to be a race, but it's not a direct, you know, it's not the same route.
Yeah,
or anything
not
like
directly.
That.
It was, we talked to the people who had been coordinating that event. It wasn't going on anymore. And so it was, all right, let's do something similar and kind of bring Ross into the community a little bit more.
Sure. Well, give me a rundown of the events and how people can get involved.
Great. You can register at rossmontessori.org, or you can show up Saturday morning at 7 at Ross at 109 Louise Lane, which is just right off of Highway 133 there past the Wells Fargo. And at 7 o'clock, we'll have registration open, plus we'll have a pancake breakfast going on. Alpine Bank has lent us their grill, and we've got some pancakes coming from Village Smithy, and coffee from Bonfire, of course. And so then we'll start the race at 8. We'll do a 5K at 8, and then at 8:05, we'll send the milers out. Each route will go through RVR. They'll start out together and then break off, and the 5K route will go along Crystal Bridge, and then the 1 mile route goes over North Bridge, so to the right. So they all just come back together, though, so it's a really fun finish, and Marty the Marmot will be there.
Oh, really?
Super cool.
Very cool.
He's a great guy.
I'm taking it that the Marmot is the mascot.
That is our mascot, yes. When we were in the building behind Town Hall there at 4th and Merrill, there were Marmots under the building, as Maeve can attest to.
Yep.
And we just kind of grew into that as our mascot years ago. So, yep, the Marmot Mile. So everyone can come out. It's a lot of fun. The day of the event registration is $30, but you can register now online for $20. And all the funds go to our annual fund, which supports the children in the classroom today with materials, classroom assistance, and everything they need to get their Montessori education.
Awesome. What else should people just know about the school in general?
We're public. That's something that really gets kind of lost in the idea that we're a Montessori school. People assume we're private, and we are a public school. We have a charter through the Colorado Charter School Institute. We were chartered in 2005, and we've been around for 13 years now. Amazing. And Montessori education has been around for over 100 years. It's tried and true, and it's a really great way to learn. And we follow the child. We go to them where they are, and they learn what they need to learn, how they need to learn it, in a place where they can learn it well. So it's a pretty great way to learn.
Very cool. Yeah. And both of you spent at least a little time there, it sounds like.
Yeah. I attended until 7th grade at Ross Montessori.
Yeah, and I was there for my whole career up until 8th grade.
I'm curious, how was the adjustment from, you know, a Montessori charter to a sort of more traditional public school?
Well, for me, I went to CRMS after 8th grade for 2 years before moving to Roaring Fork. And I found that, personally, I felt very prepared. I felt like being able to guide my own learning from, like, first grade, I was able to better my time management skills, and I felt extremely prepared going in. I didn't really have any problems with, moving into a more traditional setting.
Yeah, I think one thing, when I first moved to the middle school for 7th grade, I was just worried about moving from class to class. That was the only difference. But once you get the hang of that, I really felt like I had an advantage over some students because I took initiative of my own learning, and I was able to really work with others well, as Montessori has like first through third graders and fourth through sixth graders all working together in one classroom. I felt that was good to have that teamwork quality in your every other class in the middle school or in high school. It just helped.
Mm-hmm. And at the Montessori philosophy, the teachers come to you in the classroom instead of you rotating around them. Is that my understanding?
You have one teacher for all your subjects.
Okay, so you don't do the rotation thing like you would in a traditional middle school setting.
Exactly. Oh.
Well, since you both are at Roaring Fork now and heavily involved, tell me a little bit about what you guys have been up to for the past week and what's coming next.
Okay, so the past week has been our homecoming week. So every day the students have dressed up for classes, which has been really fun just to see all the participation and the spirit of our school. On Tuesday night, we had our homecoming volleyball game against Delta, which was a blue out. So all the students who came wore blue. And that was really fun. The student section was wild for a little bit.
Crazy.
Yeah. it was great to see. It was great to go out and support our team. Last night we had our powder puff game. So our boys played volleyball, and that is grade versus grade. So the seniors play the freshmen first, and then the sophomores play the juniors, and then the winners of each of those games play each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the seniors won for the fourth year in a row. So we're pretty proud of that.
When you say the seniors, it means your grade. So
yeah,
it wasn't that the seniors grade. Always dominate. You successfully won in freshman year, sophomore, and that's impressive.
That is impressive.
We like to think so. And then after those games, we walked over to the middle school field, and the girls participated in powder puff football, which was tag, not tackle. It was really fun. It was the same order, and the seniors ended up playing the juniors, and the juniors won in a tie-breaking field goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
It was, and the kicks were both quite good, it seemed like.
Yeah, and then after that, we went to our truck rally, so we really wanted to thank the fire department and the police department.
Police officers, yeah. Last year, the truck rally was a little rough with the seniors, but this year, we were just so happy that they would let us carry on the tradition, and it went super well. Everyone had such a good time.
Yeah, and we really could not have done that without the support of our community and without the support of our wonderful police department and fire department. They were so helpful.
Mm-hmm. But it was cool to see them coming down Main Street and all the confused looks on the people on Main Street. Why is there such a police presence? And then there's a bunch of chanting kids. And why did the juniors have a rake? Do you know what that was about?
I have no idea. I did not know that happened.
It's a great photo.
Yeah, I was confused. So if you find that out, please get me the intel on that because it was a confusing element for me. Everybody, there were no other props that I could see. Just kids in pickups or on the trucks. What kind of route did you take? How long were you out there?
I think it took about 10 to 15 minutes. We started in the middle school parking lot and went down Snowmass Drive, and then we went down Main Street. And then we went left on 7th Street, I think, by Sobers Park. And we went up, and then we went by Bridges, and then we went up 2nd Street. It was really fun, though. A lot of the people who were having dinner on Main Street or who were just having a calm night in their houses were coming out and waving at us and cheering for us. So it was just it's a really unique time for Roaring Fork to get to see the support that we have from the community, as well as bonding within our own school.
Yeah, it's nice for us to be able to show our spirit and how proud we are to be Roaring Fork Rams and to just demonstrate that to the whole community.
Yeah, it seems like that and Rams Day are kind of the two.
Yeah.
Winter homecoming, not so much because you don't do the parade, you don't
no.
do the
yeah.
the big public stuff. Why does that matter? Why is that something that is meaningful to you guys?
Well, I think that our town is just it's really small, obviously. We are such a tight-knit community, and it's something unique to Roaring Fork that we get to be involved with everyone, and we like to show how, on Rams Day, we like to do community service to help out the community and just show how we all care and how we are one big family. In other bigger cities, they don't have that type of relationship with their community. They don't get to know everyone on such a first name basis and just help out, and I think we are just so proud to be able to be involved so much with the community.
Yeah, I agree. We also have we have an amazing relationship with each other within the school, but also with our teachers and our staff. And I feel like it's a really special time because all of the teachers like volunteer in some way. So it's a really unique opportunity to see them as something other than teachers and just to bond in a non-academic atmosphere.
Sure. Okay. Well, so we made it through Wednesday night. What's happening this evening?
So tonight we have soccer games. They start at...
No, that's Friday.
Oh, that is Friday. Sorry. Well, there is a soccer game tonight that got rescheduled for the boys due to rain.
Was that the Tuesday night game that was supposed to happen in, what, Grand Valley?
Yeah, I think. Okay. And now it is rescheduled for tonight.
Yeah.
But they'll be playing there, not here.
They will be playing here tonight as well.
Oh, cool. So you get two back-to-back soccer game nights.
You're going to be a little tired.
Yeah.
But tonight we have a movie, an all-school movie, that will be held inside in the auditoria. And that's just another fun thing for the kids to go to and hang out together.
And that's kind of replacing the bonfire, which wasn't going to happen with the fire bands and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think inside is wise, given the way the weather report has been lately.
Yeah, it was going to be an outside movie, but it's just too unpredictable right now.
And I hear the Black Panther, that's what you guys decided to...
Yes, Black Panther, and we'll have hot dogs. Our Lynx leaders are serving hot dogs at the beginning, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
And then Friday is the big event, right?
Yes. Yep.
So Friday is our homecoming soccer game. We're playing Aspen, and that night is when we will announce all of our homecoming royalty winners, and we'll have a little like autobiography for each one of them.
That starts at 4:30 for JV, and the varsity I'm pretty sure starts at 6.
Yeah,
or
around
6:30 around there. But the royalty will be announced at halftime. That's the main. Yeah.
Do you have the mini royalty from CRES again?
Yeah, I think we do. I don't know who they are. We're not sure. Yeah. Because we have normally the mini royalty come out with the seniors, and we will still have the four wheelers so they can ride around the track, and everyone can cheer for them. It's pretty cute watching them.
For sure. And then I'm hoping you guys have put together some parade floats for Potato Day proper.
Of course. We have. So do you want to?
So each class always has a float. It's kind of our competition to see who can make the best one. And this year with the theme, Taters Take Flight, we all have kind of designed our own special way to incorporate that. Our senior float is coming along pretty well. Sadly... A lot of seniors are taking the SAT on the morning of that. Yeah, we have so many taking the SAT. Yeah. It's really bad timing. But we are trying to rally up anyone who can go to be alongside our float. And, we're hoping that it turns out really well.
Yeah, we had in our float, anyone who goes to the parade will kind of see how, but we got all of the seniors involved in some way. So every single person in our grade will be represented somehow.
Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully your royalty isn't taking the SAT, because then we might not have
a couple of them are. I think the majority of senior royalty isn't, because we have the four sets.
Okay.
For seniors.
Hopefully we get somebody to act as Grand Marshal. Does Ross have parade plans at the moment?
We do have some little tiny parade plans involving Taters Taking Flight.
You're going to be mysterious about it, aren't you? You don't want to give too many ideas away.
One of our parents has been working with a bunch of our students and creating some fun costumes. We were trying to figure out the float thing, but that fell through. We'll be on foot. That'll be all right.
That's kind of a Carbondale tradition. I feel like as long as there's a good mix, and ideally a horse or two is always...
Well, you always need a horse.
Yeah, especially in Potato Day, because it's kind of a rustic tradition.
It is.
Okay, homecoming dance Saturday night?
Yes, Saturday night. That'll be exciting. We always have it at the school, just on our little stage in the auditoria, and... We normally have a lot of people participate in that. It's always so much fun. It's tons of kids just dancing to whoever our DJ is.
Yeah. Our theme this year is middle school throwback, too. So we get the seniors all get a little bit of nostalgia for our last homecoming.
That's nice.
The idea of high schoolers having nostalgia in general is a little amusing to me.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, But, you know, we all look back at something. So as far as public participation, the game's the big one, right? That's the thing that you hopefully want to see people come out for?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's just so much fun, having the community support. And again, that's a huge part for us for homecoming week. It's just the idea that the community is supporting us. So showing that to our soccer team, who is doing really well. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so proud of them. So we just want to spread that to the greater community and show them that they're appreciated, and also have people come out and see the amazing students that were elected as homecoming royalty.
Yeah. I had hoped to have a couple of soccer players here to sort of talk about themselves, but you guys have had a chance to see them in action, I hope. They've won every game except one they tied against Grand Junction, which was a 5A school.
Yeah.
That seems like they're really kind of killing it.
They are so good, and we're really proud of them. I think hopefully they can keep a good record. And just
we're all rooting for them for states. We have quite a few seniors who are pretty incredible. The soccer captains are Aiden Sloan and Joe Salinas, both of whom have played soccer for a really long time. And when you watch them play, it's really clear like how much they love to play, but also like how much their skill has developed over the years. Mm-hmm.
Also, Aiden was very proud of his team captainship. Last night at the football, he seemed pretty pleased with himself.
Yes.
I thought that it was fun to watch basically the volleyball team playing football and basically the soccer team playing volleyball.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever are going to get around to just having, it doesn't really make sense for the powder puff if soccer becomes the main sport. Would you have the girls play soccer, or will you stick with football just because it's
football is just a little more, it's easy to get everyone involved. Soccer, it's a great sport, but the girls like to get a little aggressive sometimes.
And there already is a girls' soccer team in the spring, so they have that outlet.
It's nice to have a little bit of a non-traditional sport.
Yeah, it was fun to see Karen Crownhart, who coaches the volleyball team, peering in and kind of judging the boys on their form. So that was an enjoyable thing to catch. As far as soccer goes, kind of filling the role that football had last year. We do have a story this week on Trey Moxley, who was kind of one of the last bastions of the traditional football program at Roaring Fork. Isn't really a program happening this year. Did JV manage to get a few games in?
So we do have a JV team, and they're working to just build up the football team again and start with a new foundation, just so Roaring Fork can have a future in football. And we don't have many seniors on the football team, but they are starting with, like, getting the younger students involved. And hopefully some students from the middle school will transition, and then they can have a football team again. But, however, right now our soccer team is what we are taking pride in, and we are really trying to support them as our new, like, homecoming spirit. We won't have a homecoming football game. It's not a traditional thing, but I think the soccer game will be very exciting.
That's good to hear. And, you know, it's also good to hear that a public school, since we had this public-private discussion, the private schools in 3A really are very dominant in most sports most of the time. From what I understand, it's been 15 years since a public school has won the 3A championship in soccer. So that gives us not just rooting for the Roaring Fork Rams, but rooting for kind of our little Western Slope teams. Nothing against private schools. They're great, but
it's always nice to see an underdog do well. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like that's just another thing that highlights our community. Like, something that's really special is like the dedication of all of our students to their sports. And
do either of you play in any of the teams?
So I played volleyball for Roaring Fork until junior year, and then I transitioned into golf, which, since there's not many people at our school, we have a kind of valley team that is located in Glenwood Springs, but it's also just represented throughout all the schools that participate. So that's my sport.
Yeah, and I play soccer in the spring for the girls team. Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll be watching you guys coming up. When's the golf season?
Golf season is in spring as well. The girls play in snow. The guys get the fall, but girls are a little tougher.
That's on the record, so they'll get to hear that. I think Aspen won that, at least for some district.
For the boys, yeah, they did just last, win, yeah.
So you'll have to remind them that if they really wanted to play tough, they'll give it a try in the spring.
Yeah. So.
I should let you know that this is KD&K, commercial-free since 1983. Underwriting on KD&K is an effective way to market your business, reach your friends and neighbors in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond with KD&K's reasonable underwriting packages. Email Greg at kdnk.org. You are tuned to Everything Under the Sun with the Soper Sun, and we're talking homecoming and Potato Day and the Marmot Mile and all the festivities that are coming up. I would probably be remiss if I didn't mention the safe cracking event. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but it's here on the cover of our newly resized paper, by the way. We're trying to be the same as the Post Independent, the Aspen Daily News, make it a little easier for folks to get their ads in, and also just have everything kind of match up. We'd like to be unique, but not in this respect. Steve Standiford of Steve's Guitars and the ownership of the Dingle Building has graciously offered a fundraiser for the Mount Soper Historical Society, in which you attended an event in which a locksmith is going to come in and pick the lock on this safe that has been shut in the Dingle Building for an unknown period of time. We have no idea what the contents are, but we're raffling off the content. Well, not raffle, that's the wrong word. We are, as a door prize to attending this event, you will have a chance to win the contents of the safe, but you don't get to know what the contents are before you go to the event. So it's a must be present to win kind of deal. And it's a gamble. You don't know what you're getting. And there may be a situation where if it's completely empty, we'll have something to make it worth your while. But, you know, it could be anything. It could be, piles of gold. It could be completely empty. It could be, the Post Independent picked its lock at its safe not long ago and found a whole bunch of old pictures of serial killer Bundy. you never know whether you're going to want to take it home or not. But that's a big part of Potato Day. Anything else you guys are working on that you guys have on your radar?
Not really. It's senior year. I know our class is kind of focused on spending our last year together and just really making sure that we make the most of our last high school memories. All the other grades are, I think, doing the same thing. I hope. But, I mean, we really want to emphasize that the fire department and the police department have been a huge part of making our homecoming week happen. We could not have done it without them, and our staff is amazing for volunteering their time. Once again, it's just a highlight of
being we're so thankful student. For our whole community and everything they've done to help make Roaring Fork so great.
Thank you, guys. And what's coming up at Ross after the Marmot Mile?
Gosh, after the Marmot Mile, just a lot of our opportunities for parents to learn more about Montessori. We have a special speaker coming in this month to talk about Montessori as an integrated way of learning, how all the subjects are kind of tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up on the 15th. And just lots of great opportunities for parents to come in and tour the school and observe the classrooms, learn more about how a Montessori classroom works.
Excellent.
So, yeah, lots of just regular fun stuff at Ross. And we're just so proud of all our alumni and really wish Roaring Fork a lot of success this week. This has been fun.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, and there's plenty more in the paper this week. We sent Justin Patrick all over the place. He covered a ditch tour. He went to there's stories you haven't even seen yet, so keep an eye out for those. We have a review of Thunder River Theater's performance of Equus, which we had on talked about a fair amount last week. We got Soper's Liquor and Wine, which has just expanded massively, is one of the biggest liquor stores on the Western Slope now. Not that,
not for you guys,
but relevant for others. We have a new freelancer who did a great story on Rudar Reservoir and some of the challenges associated with mussels and keeping them out of that water supply. Speaking of water, we had a big old pipe fall through a ceiling in basalt and got to see the aftermath of that, really feeling for all the folks that are dealing with that. We've got our ongoing story. We've got a story on a new bird book. Got to catch up with those guys and caught the fever, kind of, because their enthusiasm is pretty cool, and they'll be speaking at the library early next week. Feel free to pick up the paper. We won't read it all out loud here. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Ooh, that was real in sync. You've been training them well. I think that's it for now, and thanks for listening.